Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. At this time, we would like to welcome you to the IMC conference call to discuss the results for the first quarter, 2022. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmulecompany.com/IR. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer session for analysts and investors, at which time further instructions will be given. Should any of you require assistance during the conference, please request the help of the operator by pressing star zero. We would like to remind you to bear in mind that forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them. At this conference, we have Mr. Alex Santoro, the CEO of IMC, and Mr. Rafael Bossolani, the company CFO and IRO. I will now turn the floor over to Mr. Alexandre Santoro. You may proceed, Mr. Santoro. Well, thank you very much, Andira. A good day to all of you. I hope that you and your families are well. And thank you for connecting to the IMC call for the results of the first quarter 2022. Well, despite a long series of adversities at the beginning of the year, our team outdid itself and we were able to resume our profitability and transformation at IMC, delivering results that are substantially better than in the first quarter 2021. Many thanks to our entire team at IMC, franchisees, partners, and suppliers that were fundamental to achieve the results we will present today. This is the fourth consecutive quarter in which we hit a revenue record when compared with the performance of the previous year. Now, given the seasonality that continues to exist in our business, we have positively ended the most difficult cycle of results, the fourth quarter and the first quarter. We now go on to slide number two, where we will begin the presentation with a summary of our quarterly performance and the transformation results of IMC up to here. After a year of great learning in which we rebuilt our team, we had some significant strides in our operations. We were guided by our transformation agenda with very clear priorities and ambitious goals for our businesses, seeking to streamline the company, raise the experience of our consumers, and leverage profitability. The results of the first quarter already reflect a positive trajectory with a recovery in all of the segments of Brazil and a consistent evolution in results of international operations. We ended the quarter with an adjusted EBITDA of 39 million reais, an expansion that is fourfold the result of the same period last year. We grew net revenue by 51% and ended the quarter with a network of 561 stores. Digital sales continued that growth trajectory, even with the resumption of flow in our brick and mortar stores, and we have 1 million clients registered in our CRM. In terms of operational efficiency, we have worked so as to extract synergies and enhance profitability in all of our operations. We saw the profitability of our stores increasing vis-a-vis the first quarter 21, but the inflation scenario will mean that we have to be cautious. Our four-wall margin expanded 2.7 percentage points vis-a-vis the same period last year, and the central kitchen had a quarter with a production 32% above 2021. We continue to move forward in our financial agenda. We have prioritized the management of our liquidity, the control of investments, and optimizing costs. We ended this quarter with a leverage of 2.4x, below the fourth quarter 2021 that was 2.9x, and below the 3x that is set forth by our debt covenants. We expanded our consolidated EBITDA margin in 489 basis points and had a positive cash generation of 23 million. We closed the quarter with 418 million and a net debt of 299 million. Now, additionally to our results, in common agreement with KFC, we have suspended the KFC arbitration, seeking a definite resolution for this conflict. We're aware of the challenge, and we know the new path that we have to follow in the future. We're confident that we will get there with the strength of our brands, with our team that is focused and thinks and acts as if they were owners. We're aware that we're merely beginning here. We now go on to slide number three, and we'll begin with some numbers and more detail, a summary of the number of stores. As I mentioned, we reached 561 stores, 62 stores more than in the same period last year. This growth was fully aligned with our priorities, Margaritaville in USA, KFC, Frango Asado, and Pizza Hut. We had an increase of 49%-55% in the share of own stores. We now go on to slide number four, where we have the first summary of same-store sales for IMC when compared to 2019. Despite a positive general performance, we did have impacts on our operations given the new COVID wave that we had in January of this year. This impacted in all of the regions and businesses that we work in. We had a strong resumption of sales in April, reaching 21% above the performance of 2019 in the IMC consolidated figures. Now, a bit more detail and information on the four largest brands that we operate with. We go on to slide number five, where you can see this information broken down by operation. We begin with KFC. We had an impact in this quarter on our performance due to problems in the supply chain for poultry in the stores. This impacted the strong resumption we had had since the second semester of last year. The situation was normalized in April when we resumed sales above the levels of 2019. In Pizza Hut, quarter after quarter, we see an enhancement of the sales performance, and the results are going beyond the levels of 2019 for the first time in April now. We have an important sales plan underway for the coming months that will count upon some changes in the menu so that we can service different consumption moments during the day and the week. Now, these two businesses, KFC and Pizza Hut, depend more on the traffic of people in shopping malls, and this traffic still is below the pre-pandemic levels. In Frango Asado, where we had a significant resumption, we had an impact in January due to the new wave of COVID. Historically, this is the best month of the year. In April, Frango Asado had a significant improvement in performance thanks to the two holidays. Sales in restaurants closed April 15% above 2019. When we consider the gas station and restaurants, this figure leaps to a very strong 44% above 2019. In the United States, we continue with a growth trajectory, reaching 21% above 2019 in dollars for the month of April. We now have the high season there, and we will have three new stores inaugurated between June and July in Miami, Boston, and Atlanta. We now move towards the next slide, number six, and we can see the global revenues of everything we have mentioned and how this is consolidated. We see that this is the best sales result we ever had in the first quarter, of course, driven, as we mentioned, by the recovery in all of the segments in Brazil and by the consistent evolution of international operations, with revenues 51% above the first quarter 2021. In Brazil, the catering business is still below the pre-pandemic period because of the restriction of food on board. Yesterday, we received the good news that this restriction will be lifted by Anvisa. In the Caribbean, once again, a very consistent performance with the resumption of flows in airports and at a faster pace there. They have allowed the sale of food on board from concessionaires, and this has had a positive impact on sales recovery in that region. To mention two very important points that refer to our digital transformation, one of our pillars. Part of the growth strategy in sales, in digital sales, means an enhancement of profitability for the business, and we will continue to use our own channels for this. Pizza Hut, for example, grew 30% in sales through its own channels, offering exclusive promotions to its customers with a positive impact on the profitability of the entire system. Following this same momentum, this month we begin to operate the KFC delivery system. The platform will explore social networks with great penetration in Brazil, like Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, offering products at very competitive prices for the customers. In slide number eight, in April, we had Fábio Esteves joining our team as leader of the technology area of IMC. The mission is to speed up the creation of our digital ecosystem. This mission is just beginning. It begins with a new digital area with technology services, with a focus on our consumers, stores, franchisees, and associates. We understand that we have a gap that we have to close vis-à-vis our competitors, but our ambition goes beyond that. We're going to bring technology to the core of the business to enhance our internal processes and mainly to enhance the experience of our consumer. This new area of technology will be the engine of our digital transformation. With this, I would like to stop and give the floor to Rafael Bossolani, my partner and CFO, who will give you greater details on the financial performance of IMC, especially the EBITDA. Thank you, Santoro. A good afternoon to all of you who are assisting this conference for the first quarter 2022. We begin on slide number nine, where you can observe that we quadrupled the consolidated EBITDA of the quarter. We ended the quarter with adjusted EBITDA of 38.8 million, an expansion of 291% vis-à-vis the same period last year, representing an enhancement of more than 29 million in this indicator year-on-year. Our consolidated EBITDA margin had an expansion of 406 basis points, reaching 8% during this period. Now, this result was influenced by a greater billing of the group, an adjustment in costs, and a very rigid cost control, and a consequent operational leveraging in the entire business. We go on to slide number 10, where we can see an operational improvement with an increase in profitability in all of our operations. EBITDA in Brazil was positive by 4.8 million, reverting a loss of 7.2 million observed in the first quarter of 2021. It is important to observe that the operations margin expanded 520 basis points in the quarter. All of this driven by the positive contribution of all of the brands and segments we have in the region. I would also like to underscore that SG&A was aligned with the first quarter of 2021 in nominal terms. If we consider the optimization and the hiring of various services, discretionary expenses, and some reversions relating to extraordinary events amounting to about 5 million reais. If we look at the United States and the Caribbean, we delivered consistent results. EBITDA was 16.8 million and 17.3 million respectively in the operations, with a combined expansion of almost 17 million reais vis-à-vis the first quarter of 2021, influenced mainly by the increase in sales in the region and an efficient management of the brands and operations. We're gonna focus on enhancing the profitability of operations in Brazil and guarantee an efficient management of costs and expenses, seeking this operational leverage so that this can give thrust to our results. We now go on to slide number 11. We continue on with our stringent financial discipline, as mentioned by Mr. Santoro. We ended the quarter with 23.3 in terms of cash generation, free cash 6.7 million compared to a consumption of 12 million during the same period in 2021. These results reflect a very disciplined management in terms of capital allocation and a focus on maintaining the adequate level of liquidity for our business. During the quarter, we made investments of 18 million reais in CapEx, 13.8 geared to expansion and 3 million for maintenance and refurbishment of our stores. The company ended the first quarter of 2022 with a net debt of 490 million, a leverage ratio that stands at 2.4x EBITDA, net debt for the last 12 months, reducing the indicator by 0.5x when compared to the last quarter of 2021 and well below the 3x ratio set forth by the covenants for this period. Now, to conclude, and before I return the floor to Mr. Santoro, we can move on to slide number 12, where we see that we ended the semester with a consolidated cash of more than 20 million reais. This is a reduction of 50 million vis-à-vis the first quarter, and basically because of the exchange variation that we have observed in our investments in the United States and the Caribbean. Our cash position is connected to the debt that we have in that same currency. Before we conclude, I would like to reiterate the confidence that we have in our strategy. We believe that we are on the right path and in the right direction. Of course, we are aware of the challenge that lies before us. Thank you very much, and I would like to return the floor to Alexandre Santoro.
Thank you, Rafa.
Very well. We now come to the last slide where I would like to reinforce our priorities, which are the foundation of transformation for IMC. We begin with the advance of profitability in all of our operations. As we saw during this presentation, we made several strides in terms of profitability, but we're not satisfied. We're far from being satisfied. We know where we want to get to in terms of profitability. We have several challenges ahead of us because of the high inflation scenario, and we're always negotiating in the change of supply in our products and price strategies. We will continue to move forward, capturing opportunities to centralize processes and production through shared services, the central kitchen, in the quest for greater synergy among our operations. We have a great deal of room to evolve in terms of sales of same stores and in the entire system. This means enhancing our margin, giving the operational leverage of this business. The evolution of profitability of the operations in Brazil is our main challenge. The second point I would like to highlight is our plan to simplify the business. We have several operational models presently and different ways of acting in terms of our geography. We're going to continue to analyze the strategic alternatives for the future, always seeking simplification, optimization, synergies to generate value. As I said in the last call, I see the company substantially larger in the coming years, but much less complex and with less diversification in terms of business models. Now, the third point that I would like to highlight is our capital structure. Presently, we have a controlled net debt, 2.4 times EBITDA, but it does have a very high cost, especially because of the new reality of interest rates in Brazil and worldwide. The topics are interconnected in the final analysis. We have to improve profitability, simplify our business with possible disinvestment, so that through this, we can improve our capital structure. This will give us greater flexibility in our expansion plan. We are very clear about which points we're going to prioritize and how to grow them in which region, a mix of own stores, franchise stores, and much more. Franguassado, as an example, will begin to have a relevant role in our expansion strategy. As we have proven, the levels of investment return and the potential of growth of this brand in Brazil. We have an enormous potential for growth, and we will execute this plan with a great deal of discipline, especially regarding returns and our financial availability. So that all of this can happen, we know that our team and our culture is the foundation for everything we want to build here in IMC. We began 2022 with a new management system, clear goals that have been cascaded down to the entire team with compensation linked to the company results, but also aligned to the long-term transformation. A cultural change is something that takes time, but our team has vast experience in how to put this in practice. Now, to end, we're quite enthusiastic with the results of the quarter. However, we're aware of the size of the challenge that lies before us. We dream big here. We know how to celebrate our victories, but at the same time, we have our feet firmly on the ground. The game is just beginning. With this, I would like to end the presentation and return the floor to the operator so that we can begin the question and answer session. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you. And we will now go on to the question and answer session for analysts and investors. Should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. If your question has been responded, you can withdraw from the queue by pressing star two. As we have no questions, I would like to return the floor to Mr. Santoro for the closing remarks.
Thank you, Jandira. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for your presence. Today is Friday. We're on the last slide. Many people are planning to go on the highway for the weekend, and I would like to leave a suggestion: the excellent chicken at Frango Asado. A good afternoon to all of you, and we are here at your entire disposal. The IMC conference call ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good day.